Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Thank you so much for coming and joining us so quickly, Neil. Really appreciate it. Great equaliser. Bang on half time. How disappointed were you that the team didn't seem to be so... seemed to kind of get muscled out of it a bit in the second half?
That's what happened. We were very brave in the first half. We were really good on the ball. We were really good off the ball. And... you know, I could hear their manager at half-time. He was very frustrated with the way they played. And I knew they were going to change it. Their strength is their physicality. Their strength is their set pieces. Their strength is going back to front quickly and going into the 9 and the 10. And I don't think we were brave enough second half. We just didn't get on the ball. But, you know, if you would have said to me before the game, you're going to get a point at Leamington, I would have taken that all day long. And there was lots of pleasing parts in the game today for me. Mm-hmm. Even at 2-2 in second half when they got the upper hand, not to concede and stay in the game and get a point. Mm-hmm. You know, lots of positives. Mm-hmm. We've set a point... target tally over the five games over the Xmas period, and that's one point towards our target.
Yeah, and who for you stood out in the game? Who were you particularly pleased with in the lineup today?
I think in the first half, I think what we've been working on in training, I think the way we went into Sharp and played off Sharp, I think we're getting Wallen and Potts on the ball and our fullbacks high. I was really impressed. You know, I was really impressed with everybody. You know, I pay these two guys superlatives every week. But Lynch and O'Halloran again, which he just rocks and, you know, defended every ball. Lloyd in behind that. I was impressed with everybody. And I said first half, you know, that's similar to the York performance. They said, but the difference is we've come in not losing the game. Now let's go and change a couple of things, tweak things and go and win the game. What was I pleased about second half? I was pleased that we didn't collapse, you know. And that's a collective. You know, I wasn't... in fact, if I'm being completely honest, you know, I think individuals could have been brave to get on the ball and do more. But I think off the ball and the work rate and the way they, you know, kept together, you know, you've got to applaud that and credit it.
And Lynch and O'Halloran indeed were immense at the back. However, two goals, or certainly the second goal conceded on Mark's centre-half.
Yeah.
And also, can you give us Lloyd's reading of that? I mean, or your reading, did you feel he was fouled or was it just a clumsy bit of handling, really?
It's a frustration, isn't it, with the goalkeeper, because sometimes referees protect him, over-protect him, and other times results go against you. If Lloydie felt threatened in any way, maybe he could have punched. Yeah. He's adamant that he was fouled, so I'll accept that because Lloyd's been great since I've come in. I think the second goal starts before it gets into Lynch. You know, he should never be able to deliver the cross. And we talk about touch time and distances. Mm. We let the cross come in, the runner gets across and they go and score. And they're the things that we work on. And that's why I'm so frustrated with the two goals we've conceded. Mm-hmm. However, yet again, the character came through. Wallen on the first goal, Willoughby on the second goal. And, you know, I'm just delighted that we've got a point. But like you said, disappointed, and there's still areas of improvement that we need to work on.
And how beautiful, though, was that bit of skill from Willoughby right on half-time, the way he slipped his man and so on?
So impressive. I mean, I think he's getting better and better. And, you know, people have said that he's a nine, and since I've tweaked his position slightly, you know, mm-hmm. the goals are coming in for him now, Kurt. And he's just dropping off the front man where he's got the space to twist his defender or let balls roll across him and do what he does. And that's why, you know, he gets his goals, and he's on a bit of a good goal run at the minute.
Yeah, and do you think that when Elliot Simo is back, that will give you a headache between Piers and Sharp? Or
yeah.
Does Simo actually invite a different way of playing for you?
Yeah, so what we've missed Elliot today, we've really missed him, because what Elliot does for us, he stretches play. He's a ball carrier, he's brave to get on it, and we can go 60 yards just with Simo's carrying the ball, where, you know, when he doesn't play, we maybe go into a more of a fighting fighting game. But we thoroughly missed him, and, you know, we're looking forward to getting back with a kid that's got some Aussie talent. You're always going to miss him. And, you know, the manager said to me before the game that he noticed he hadn't been on the team sheet, and that was it. You know, he breathed a sigh of relief. He's that good. We just got to get Elliot back. And what he does is he's enabling me to rotate players and, you know, give people rest. And but you know, this squad's getting stronger, and it's going to continue to get stronger.
Do you know what the prospects are for Elliot for Boxing Day?
He'll be okay for Boxing Day. You know, he was probably 70-30 today, but I didn't want him to get a knock on it and then be out of the Boxing Day game.
And what was the thinking with substitutions, and how well do you think they positively affected the game?
We changed into our second formation, went 4-4-2. We tried to stretch the ball in wide areas, but I just don't think White or Bannister was able to get on the ball and affect the game to how we wanted to. The reason why I made the changes is that we stopped giving Piers the ball, we stopped giving Donoghue the ball, and first half, Donoghue was picking the ball up in great areas, and so was Piers. Second half, we starved him of it, but that goes behind that, because I say to Potts and Wallen, you've got to be brave to get the ball, get the fullbacks out, get the front lads on the ball, and we didn't do it. So it was just a, you know, can we vary it? And, you know, did it work? Did it not work? It probably didn't, but it didn't cost us either way.
I mean, in the end, do you think they did hustle you out of it a bit in the second half?
I think they...
Without exploiting chances.
I think
they played
to their strengths. And I just said to the manager, their strength is going back to front and using their physicality. I think in the first half, they couldn't do that because the way we moved the ball. Second half, I just believe that we invited that on. And that's what I said to the lads, that the key message in there is to be braver and be brighter, and don't change our game plan. Let teams change for us, because in the first half, we made them change the game plan. The manager weren't happy with him. He wanted to keep to his rigid game plan, and they did it second half. And physically, they were stronger than us. And I knew that before the game, and that was always going to be a worry of mine, because we're not the strongest team yet. We're developing. But to come away from Leamington with a point, really happy.
Well, thank you very much, Neil. Congratulations on a good point. Yep. Leamington has been the opposite of a happy hunting ground for FC United. And we hope you enjoy your few days Christmas break, and then we'll see you on Boxing Day.
Hey, guys, all the best for Christmas, and see you Boxing Day.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.